very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, June 23rd, 2017. And this is Live Talk, and I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gandhi.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about controversy over who qualifies for national hero status in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and of course, www.voandebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about controversy over who is entitled to be called a hero in Zimbabwe.
The long-standing issue over who qualifies for national hero status reopened this week with the death of musician Comrade Chinks, who was buried at Glen Forest Cemetery in Harare, not the National Heroes Acre, as his fellow war veterans and other people were demanding.
Several questionable characters are allegedly already buried at the National Shrine, which is supposed to embody the country's heroic legacy during and after the 1970s War of Liberation. What makes one a hero? What does it take for one to be regarded as a hero? Is it about joining ZANU-PF? Let's talk about heroes in Zimbabwe.
And if you wish to join the show, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Ohunguka hama wadiwa nasi itula kuti tinge tichizeya nenyaya yekuti ndiani chaiye anonzi gamba munyika yeZimbabwe uye ndiani anenge achifanira kusarudza vanhu kuti iwe uri gamba iwe hausi. Mamiriro azvakaita iko zvino vamwe vanenge vari kuti masaridzirwo acho anoitwa magamba inenge ingori chero zvazvaita bhurugwa rebenzi, hapana anoziva kuti zviri kuenda kupi. Vamwe vachiti pane vamwe vanga vasingafaniri vachiradzikwa pamarinda Heroes Acre vakaradzikwa ipapo, kochitiwo vamwe vane chitsama vanonzi nevakawanda vainge vari magamba asi havana kunge vachiradzikwa pamarinda iwaya National Heroes Acre. Nekudaro tida kunzwa kubva kwamuri imi vateereri vedu kuti ndiani gamba, ndo nyaya iri mudariro nhasi. Chris.
Yebo, Blessing. Zulukandaba namhlanje ke school Live Talk siphatha ke udaba lokubana kati vele iqhawe lesizwe ngubani, njalo ngubani omele akhethe iqhawe lesizwe. Siyazi phela ukubana kusukela ngo-1980 kuze kufike namhlanje lolu daba alukabaluleki. Sonke isikhathi nxa kufe umuntu bakhona abanye okuphose wonke umuntu ovuma athi hayi leli beliqhawe lesizwe bekufanele sibili ukuthi abekwa emathuneni eNational Heroes Acre. Kuzokuba labanye ukuthi kuyathandabuza uZulu ukuthi hawu kathi lo umuntu waze wayafakwa endaweni emele ihlonitshwe kangaka, yena engani kahlonipheki, usedingani khonapho. Yiko ke esifuna ukuthi sixoxe ngakho lamhlanje, lisifonele ke ku 001-202-619-2077. Silayo njalo inombolo ye WhatsApp ithi yona +1-202-619. Siyaphinda njalo, liyayibona ke inamba ikhona, lingayikhangela lani lapho abanelisa ukukhangela Le blessing law 2024650318 yeah, leo WhatsApp. Yeah, ikona ayilikani suti libone ku abawona kumabona kude ku TV silifakele liyayibona asixoxene blessing.
Ongo hamadiwa nasi tauti tinge chitasa nyayo yaka kosha kuti basira nyayo Chris, I think we have our first guest here. That is Dr. Thomas Tafirinyika Hurricane Hugo Mukanya Mapfumo who many in Zimbabwe regard as a living legend and hero because of his heroics during the liberation war. Of course, the late Chinks was singing while in exile, and Dr. Mapfumo was doing it in Zimbabwe, urging people to go and join the liberation war and fight the Smith regime. Dr. Mapfumo, good evening.
How are you, sir?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Dr. Mapfumo, we are talking about who should be called a hero in Zimbabwe. And the discussion is reopened after the ZANU-PF Politburo, according to some, snubbed Comrade Chinks, who many were thinking should have been interred at the National Heroes Acre, but it did not happen. What is your take on this? Let's start with Chinks. Do you think he was a national hero?
I think he was.
Why?
I think he's a true national hero because those poor people, you call poor people who fought in the struggle, those are the national heroes, not the rich people. There are some people who fought in this war just to to get rich. You understand where I'm coming from?
Mm-hmm.
And there are some people who had, the country at heart, the country and the people at heart. Those are such people like Comrade Chinks.
Mm-hmm.
He's a poor guy. He was there, and he did what he did. And he died a poor man, and he's a true hero. I think he deserves to be called a national hero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he deserves to be called a national hero.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who are lying there at the hero circle who are not supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we know them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of other national heroes that are not there, like the Reverend Dabanigi Sithole. Where is he?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't he a national hero?
Mm-hmm.
He fought in this war.
Mm-hmm.
And he started, he's a co-founder of, the Liberation War.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
That's true.
Yeah, that's very true. So those poor people, they who are being forgotten today, they are the true heroes. They, a lot of them died being poor, but they had the people at heart and the country at heart. Those are the people that we call national heroes.
So, Dr. Mapfumo, what do you think the method that is being used to select, do you think it's transparent enough?
No, that method is not transparent. Transparent enough because it seems this method just works with if you are a ZANU-PF member and if you are holding a top post in ZANU-PF, you are a hero. It doesn't mean like. It doesn't work like that.
Mm.
It doesn't work like that.
Mm.
There are a lot of people who are lying there who are not heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Some Tsotsis, some criminals are lying there.
So,
yeah.
How do you think the selection should be done?
I think it shouldn't be a ZANU-PF issue only. It should be a country issue. everybody should be involved, you understand?
Mm.
Every part and the public itself
mm-hmm.
should be involved in suggesting who is supposed to be a hero and who is supposed not to be a hero.
Tombotaura nechivanhu nechishona Dr. Mapfumo tichitarisa nyaya iyi yemagamba iyi asika ivo vezanupiefu vari kuti havanenge vanyatsoona nhoroondo yemunhu kana wambotsaudzira pamwe handizo kuti unenge watsauka here igwara rebato here rinenge rokanganiswa kuti rine musiyano negwara renyika here vanenge vanoti gwara rebato rezanupiefu chete ndoraunofanira kutedzera
hazvifambe zvichidaro kana taakudhanzi uvaisa ari muzanupiefu akagara pachigaro chepamusoro ndiye hiro hazvifambe zvichidaro kune maheroes vakawanda vakafa vamwe vatinoziva I don't know whether you know do you know love Mo Chibonyo
mm-hmm.
a true national hero you know him
mm-hmm.
and there was George Nyandoro
mm-hmm.
Not the other George Nyandoro. There was the other George Nyandoro. George Nyandoro, why Vakasutira, why Diga Whitehead, Magras, Mate Magras, Soku, Usiru Jeringso. Those are national heroes. And they are not even being mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not about ZANPF and who supports ZANPF. No, it's about the country.
Mm-hmm.
Who has the country at heart? Ndiani ane vanhu pamoyo. Ane zvido zvevanhu, ari kurwira zvido zvevanhu, asiri kurwira mari murubanzwa.
Yeah.
Eh. Anoda kuti munhu wese agarike muZimbabwe. Ndo vanonzi ma national heroes. Ma national heroes haangobva kuZANPF chete ayo.
Mhm.
Ayo.
Mhm. Okay, keep holding on. We have another guest, Mr. Chuma from ZANU-PF. The honorable Mr. Joseph Chuma, welcome to the show.
Good evening. How are you?
Fine. Babuchuma, si kuluma ngodaba lwama heroes lapha amaqhawe sizwe. Ungasitshela wena ngamafitshane ukuthi uthini ngodaba lolu kubana bakhona abanye abakhalakhalayo ukuthi sonke isikhathi nxa kukhethwa bakhona abanye abathi bona hayi umuntu lo ubengamelanga ayebekwa iNational Heroes Acre. Wena uthini ngalo?
Okay, maybe before I even go in there, maybe allow me to greet my legend, Vam Kanya. It's good to hear your voice. Kurwangu, how are you? How is America?
I want to be
bold. What a nice night.
Throughout the boat, you can borrow one show. I remember your last show, Blawayo, who sit home.
That's a nice start.
But anyway, down to the topic of today.
Mm-hmm.
What I must maybe probably first hacking to put across here is that when we talk on terms of heroism, it's a very complex matter because a lot of people are heroes. A lot of people deserve to be national heroes because a lot of people sacrifice their lives, they sacrifice their families to free this nation of ours that we enjoy today. So it will be now a very complex issue indeed to say who is going to be national hero and who is not going to be. But now, what I wanted to come into is that, you see, like in any other a case matter, there are laws or policies that will guide awarding a certain status or even like say in a competition. I remember one time when I was an employee of OK Zimbabwe, we were not allowed to participate as employees over that OK Grand Challenge, and yet I would see people winning Mafiriji, Mastov, and I wanted to be part of that, but I couldn't because the laws then prohibited me from doing that. And so now, even if we, when we now come into this hero's issue, a body has to be there that will sit down and verify and come up with a recommendation to, you know, I mean, to intend someone, you know, status. And unfortunately, or fortunately, the fairness level will never, ever satisfy anybody. Mm-hmm. Even if we had to put an independent body of people who are not even Zimbabwean, but who follow Zimbabwean history, somehow, somewhere down the line, we are bound to encounter complaints and murmurs and unsatisfaction from a certain quarter. So this is the predicament that we need to sort of tackle this topic from. It's never going to satisfy everyone. It's never going to be fair to everyone. But now, coming back to the issue of heroism vis-a-vis Zimbabwe, let's understand that there were two patriotic fronts that fought the war of liberation. There was the Zipra Front, which was basically born out of ZAPU. Then there was the ZANLA Part, basically born out of ZANU. So what then happened is that, if you remember, after independence, before the unity of the ZAPU and ZANU, we had great men like Lucas Basu, who actually passed on and they were not conferred with hero status until they were conferred posthumously later on when we got this unity accord. And it was so unfair for the people from this part of the country, the southern part of the country, who were like saying, ah, but look, this is our hero. Why is he not being conferred that hero status? But then now, when you look at it again, you then understand, okay, these people came from this standpoint of view to say, no, we are going to compare hero status according to our dictates, how we deem a person has conducted themselves before, during, and after, you see. So now, let's understand it from there and say, okay, here we are. We now have that ZAPU and ZANU joined together to form ZANU-PF. And then there is a body that is specifically now bestowed with that honor to confer that heroism now. And that body being the Politburo of ZANU-PF, which is a combination of ZAPU and ZANU. So when they sit down, then they can now sit and say, okay, let's see the history of this person. Let's hear what they've done. And normally that is why they always say that where that person comes from, it must be the original source of information to determine whether the person is going to be conferred hero status or not, because we must all understand that you can never know everyone all the times. At times, you can miss other people. It was a vast liberation war carried out in all parts of the country. So you cannot know what one comrade did in Wange and what one comrade did in Mureo. And therefore, that is why it is important and imperative to say, let the histories of these comrades come from their respective provinces, who will tell us and illustrate and show cause why this person must be declared a national hero. So it begins from there. But now also understanding that even right now in our new constitution, there is a section that diligently touches on the issue of saying that a people must uphold the moral standards of the liberation struggle of Zimbabwe and the attainment of independence of Zimbabwe. It is there in black and white to say that this is the dictates of how someone then can be called an integral person, a person of upright bringing. So if you now look at all these factors, you will then begin to understand where this whole issue is coming from. A body has to be set, and that body had to be a body which has relevance with the issues of liberation struggle. And that is the Patriotic Front, which is the ZAPU and the ZANU side, or the ZIPA and the ZANLA side.
So okay, now, Honorable Chuma, we just want to quickly take a caller and then come back to you and discuss about that. Chris, what?
Yes, oh. Blessing. Silo Mlaleli, U Silo Mbulu, O Se Zimbabwe. Kunjani?
Silo Mbula.
Silumbula. Ah, okay.
silombula nilizinda silombula ngisezimbawo emfilabuso.
Okay, kunjani khona wapha emfilabuso?
Hayi emfilabuso lapha baba kukhanya kulungile nje lapha nalapha, but izinto ezingazona ezi esikhuluma ngazo namhlanje okunye kwakho ngamabuhlungu ngoba nxa sikhuluma ngama-heroes akumelanga kudingwe kumbe kubuzwane ukuthi lo muntu uzawuba yihero yini kumbe hatshi. Wonke umuntu uyabe ezazela ukuthi i-credit bureau isiyahlala phansi umpile ihero yini kumbe hatshi. Nxa singakhangela njengojakalo uShinzi ujoyine i-liberation struggle engumfana omncinci omncane waya emazweni wasebenza tatalala wahlabela liyaziliwa ntibesesitsho ubevele ehlabela ephambi kwelizwe sengakatholi uzibuhle. Ukuhlabela kuyenza abantu babe lamadlabuzane ngento abayifunayo, kungaba sechurchi, kungaba semshadweni, kungaba semadlozini. Ujahalo usebenze okumangalisayo, yikho akumangalisi ukuthi kube kungadinga ukuthi kuyiyirona kumbe hatshi. Singafunda futhi okunye okwenziwa ngumangameli umgabe obuhle ngobaba usi-checkatif unelson ukhu-checka endlovu azange bahlale phansi ngaye sonke sasivele sikwazi sikubona ukuthi ubaba unelson ukhu-checka endlovu uzakufakwa i-heros kodwa singaze uthosa kudingwa ukuthi lokhu uyakwana yini lokakwani akusemnandi kithi thina ama-politicians.
Ubaba i-politician
Yeah.
Uyipolitician?
Yeah, ni politician sibini vele ni politician.
Yeah, ungaqhubekela phambili.
Yeah, ibe ngokuthi ukuthi ngabe uhulumende uyasizwela ngokubana nxa umuntu engumuntu osebenzela isizwe kumbe eyihovekerian kumbe enguchungido kumbe yini selongu usebenzile usebenzela ukukhululeka kwezimbabwe lakhululeka ilizwe lezimbabwe ngenxa ka-comrade Shinks namhlanje sesafa kokuba provisional ngale hatshi kanti pho abazafakwa kwi-national heroes eka ngobani. So sifisa ukuthi ngabe si-little brew ibubone ikusebenze akunanzele ukuthi bakhona abantu abamele bayekhona kungadingwanga kungahlalwa ngaphansi njengoba ngisithi ngiyamsela ihlombe ukomrade Rajiv Gandhi ngokufaka uba ukucheka kodwa kukhona futhi okunye sikusola ngokwenziwa kwezinto zenyezi nxa ungakhangela futhi nxa sibeka uba ukucheka okwakusenziwa njengokuhlabela kumbe ukwazisa umhlaba ukuthi nansi isidingo sakhe siyalala ngaphi kuthiwa sizabe sizabe singaphi kwakungafuneka ngako emoyeni.
Hayi kuyizwakala, hayi sibongile ngombono wakho.
Kanti.
Yes, sibongile kakhulu.
Kulungile baba yami, njani ngiyabonga.
Okay, bye bye. Yeah, blessing, silomunye njalo umlaleli uGiza ba. Siyakwamukela kuhle.
Sanibonani njani?
Yeah, ngiliqambe kahle igama lakho.
No, ngiDesire.
Ngudizaya.
Yebo.
Okay. Hayi siyakwamukela kuhlelo, ungasiphi imbono yakho?
Okay, ngiyabonga ngibingelele abafazi bakhona lapho sikhulume bonke abantu.
Ye, ungasiphi imbono yakho ngodaba esilalo lamhlanje olwama-heroes amaqhawe?
Okay, mina uma ngibona nje lento yama-hero bekungafanelanga ukuba ikhethwa ngale ndlela ikhethwa ngakhona. Ngoba ngiyenziwa ngakhona manje kuyakhomba ukuthi isithi umuntu okuthiwa i-hero umuntu o-close ku-umgabe family of i-ZANU-P F, umuntu othembeke ku-ZANU-P F ungayi ngokuthi wenzeleni isizwe. Ngithola futhi nje ma u-close ku-ZANU-P F ungumuntu we-ZANU-P F osize ku-ZANU-P F obhizi ngento ze-ZANU-P F usithi i-hero. It doesn't matter ukuthi whether obhizi ngento esize enceda izwe esizongo le nto oyenzayo incedi zami kuyeva ntani kuthiwa uyihero. Yangithola iyona nto eyenzakalayo manje bayayazi nabo ubaba uthuma belapha ngoba kade khuluma nje nokuthi ubaba umashuku azanga abize izero esikaleni ngoba abanye abantu babengajabulanga uqinisile ngoba uMasibu wayo ngokuza noPF lesikhathi into akade kufanele ukuba bayibona ngoba sebephakathi bona kuza noPF yibo abantu akade kufanele balunge izinto manje ngoba bahamagwala into yayishiwo umalema lo wathi uzaphathe ukuthi ama-comrade amaningi lapho kuza noPF amagwala kuphela balalela kuphela yonke into yenziwa isemili kamgabe yiyona nto e-right bamkhonza ngathi uNkulunkulu njengalo omunye lo wezane ePF ezengokungena la zona ithi wani Morris oyizigcwele ngendovukazi indovukazi ukhwini asina queen eZimbabwe ukuthi zokuze inkosikazi kapresident ukuthi indovukazi bahamba ngama-coward la bantu la ngaso into angeke zilungeze as long uma kusaphethe izane ePF akunanto ezolunga eZimbabwe ngoba bonke abantu abaphansi kwezane ePF zamgabe ngabantu abacabangela izisi zabo kuphela ngoba ngokuya umuntu ekuthiwa isiro bengafanele ngokubize umuntu only because leyo muntu uye-mpini kuphela ngoba kunabanye abantu abangayanga impini namanje abangasebenza besebenzela isizwe isizwe sibenefit bengayanga impini phela kuhlale kunempi kusho ukuthi uma kunjalo i-heroes acre uma kungafa bonke la bantu abaye-mpini ukuthi i-heroes acre izovala ngeke saba nabantu abazothiwa ama-heroes ma kuzothiwa i-heroes someone who went to war only angicabanga ukuthi kuyindlela e-right kunabantu abaningi abacontributa kakhulu ezo okufuze nabo kuthiwa amahero kungabhekwa ukuthi umuntu waya empini noma kayanga empini ma kuthi i-heroes acre yakuthela abantu abaya empini kungcono nayo ipolitiki engahlali phansi kuheke ukuthi lo muntu indize nge-hero nako wonke umuntu nje waya empini uma yifile bamthathe bamngcwabe i-heroes acre kube kayiwani ma ngabe abantu abaya empini i-heroes acre
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu sibongile kakhulu ngembono yakho.
All right, ngiyabonga.
Okay, blessing.
Okay. Let's go back to Dr. Mavhumo, are you still on the line? Dr. Mavhumo? Dr. Mavhumo? Yes. Let's talk about the role of music during the Liberation War. I know there is a brilliant book written by Alex Pongweni called Songs That Won the Liberation War. How significant was music in fighting the Smith regime?
Music played a very big role. You know, when we talk of music, unfortunately... The country is not liberated in such. I don't know what we are talking about here. We're talking about heroes and things like that. Well, we talk about heroes when the country is not liberated. People are suffering today. And why should there be heroes when people are suffering?
So it's not yet Uhuru.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Because people are suffering. And where is the independence that they fought for? Yeah? We all fought in this liberation war, and now we are living in America. Are we supposed to be living in America? Are we supposed to run away from home? Are we supposed to run away from our own government, our black government? What's going on? What is this purpose of saying our heroes and things like that when the people are not free? People are not free today. That's the most important point that we have to talk about. Let's not talk about heroes. Let's talk about the situation that's going on in the country today. What are these heroes for when people are suffering? Can you please, can somebody answer me, give me a clear answer?
Honorable Chuma, let's bring Honorable Chuma. Honorable Chuma, you heard what Mkanya is saying there, that, this independence was mere flag and anthem. I mean, nothing really changed. People are suffering.
Well, maybe let me begin by saying that definitely music played a very integral part in the struggle of independence for Zimbabwe. The guys that were chanting out the music definitely lifted the spirits of the comrades and gave them hope and willpower to fight on. And I can tell you, when I touch on that, I want to touch on several other musicians that did that kind of a job per se. I remember there was the LMG choir, which was the zebra side of the music, just like Corporate Things was doing, I mean, the Zandla side. The guys were singing beautiful songs that really gave you the spirit to actually fight on. But now, if you look at it, the leader of that group, when he died, he was not declared Mr. Hero as well. He was declared a Liberation War hero. And let's look at even Shibetu, Simon Shibetu, who was also singing, I mean, during those times, he's a war veteran, he was a war veteran as well, singing beautifully, just like our own Mkoma, Dr. Mkanya, who sang as well from the side, also singing inspiring songs, I mean, for our liberation, comrades who were fighting there. So music played a very critical role indeed. But now to say who then goes to the National Shrine is another matter. But then I don't want to agree with Mkoma Wangu, Dr. Mkanya, we are not free. We are free, but we are free with challenges, yes. Challenges are there, but freedom definitely is there. That is why we actually have so many political parties. In fact, in Zimbabwe, we've got about 54 registered political parties, which shows freedom, which shows a democracy, because if it doesn't like that, then it could have been a false one-party state issue. But people are there, they say whatever they say anytime, they are free to say. Yes? People that are killed, but that happens in any given society. Even in America, where you are right now, you do get people that actually get killed and disappear and stuff like that. But it does not mean that then America is not free. It is free, but these elements are elements that are inbounded within human society. We get rogue elements who are going to kill, who are going to make people disappear, who are going to do all sorts of criminal activities. I mean, activities that do not go together with the issue of freedom and independence. But it does not mean that these countries are not free and they are not independent. They are. But unfortunately, we have these elements in our society.
Mm-hmm. Chris?
Yes, back to Dr. Mafumo. Dr. Mafumo, this issue of heroes, like you have pointed out, that you know, it's almost a futile exercise, especially considering the current situation. But looking ahead, supposing there was to be a change of government, what would you like to see about this issue of heroism?
I think we would like to see a transparency with about this issue of heroism. Because everybody who fought in this war, it doesn't matter where they're coming from. Whether they were affiliated to ZANU-PF or ZAPU or any other party, it doesn't work like that. When we talk of heroism, we are talking of individuals who had the country at the heart and the people at the heart. And those people died, being poor. They never, took anything from the people. They never stole nothing from the people. I was scrolling on my phone. This is an iPhone, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this article saying the 10 most expensive things that Mugabe wants. What does that mean?
Mm.
Can you tell me the meaning of this word? And I was scrolling everything, buildings and investments and things like that. That is a party.
Okay, Mkanya, that's our third guest. We have Mr. Douglas Maya. Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And we are talking about who is a national hero in Zimbabwe. And our guest this evening, we have Honorable Joseph Chuma, Zanu-PF Central Committee Member and Member of Parliament. And we also have a musician, Chimurenga music icon, Dr. Thomas Mafumo. And now we are being joined by Mr. Douglas Mahia, who is the spokesperson of the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association. Mr. Mahia, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us. Your take on this issue of heroes and how they are declared?
I think the best thing is to define what a hero is according to its foundations, how we picked up the concept, and how it became a misconception.
Mm-hmm.
The definition, therefore, is they are those people who bravely to leave their families,
mm-hmm.
who bravely to leave their parents to go to an unknown place for the purposes of training militarily,
mm-hmm.
To be able to handle explosives,
mm-hmm.
and to be able to trigger guns.
Mm-hmm.
For the purposes of dismantling what would be accepted even today as an evil system that segregated people and that did not accord people natural status that they deserve as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about a system here that we fought and defeated. Mm-hmm. And it was the system that we fought and not the individual. So I must be understood.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So those people who exploded, mm-hmm. who used explosives,
mm-hmm.
and against the enemy, and the enemy also used the explosives
mm-hmm.
against them, those are heroes.
Mm-hmm.
I want to refer you back to my uncle, Chief Msarurwa, Baba Cheo Cheo. When he was still alive, he used to tell us who a gamba is, who a hero is. A hero is a person who would then be employed to resuscitate
mm-hmm.
the chiefdoms of Zimbabwe, the kingdoms of Zimbabwe, the rulerships of Zimbabwe from those who had usurped the power from the African chiefs and the African kings.
Mm-hmm.
Those are heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And those people were trained militarily.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now there's this controversy over Comrade Chinks. Do you think he was a hero? And why?
I think you misused the... You need to revise and replace things, mm-hmm. but and replace it with the, whether he was a hero or not.
Mm-hmm.
Chinks was a hero.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because Chinks then belonged to a department that was responsible of mobilizing people
mm-hmm.
through music.
Mm-hmm.
Not a single house in Africa
mm-hmm.
did not hear Chinks
mm-hmm.
Persuading them to unite against a common enemy, which is imperialism.
Mm-hmm.
Not a single house in Zimbabwe did not receive Chinks when he spoke about people of Zimbabwe to unite against the evil system of Ian Smith.
Mm-hmm.
So he was, that's being national. He was not seen and being received by selected houses, but to everybody. And he was singing songs that united all Zimbabweans, regardless of race, color, creed, or whatever it is. So he was singing to establish a system that would enable every individual, like what I overheard the doctor talking about,
mm-hmm.
that we are all people, and that is what he was singing. So to us, we still feel, and Nevi said that though he has been declared a provincial hero, maybe at some stage in life, his declaration would be national, and he would be transferred from provincial to national. That's what we still think, because it is a thing that has happened a few days ago, and we are hurt by Jesus' death.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. We'll come back to you. Stay on the line. Get in the room.
Ndinokunzwai muri kundinzwa.
Aiwa tinokunzwai taura izvenyu tinzwe mapinda mudariro.
Ya, es. Ndinonzwa kuti indiche zvaitika apa hazvinenge zvinyanya kunisunungura. Nokuti kunisina heroes eka kwakapinda vamwe vanhu vanga vasingakodzeri chaivo vakaita sana chidza usiku vainzi vaiva kwana muzorewa. Asi vakawanikwa vachipinda ukoko. Kuti munoona pakafomwa bato rezumuriya
mm-hmm.
rakafomwa
navatekere mm-hmm.
rakafomwa navatekere vatekere ndokuzoti vafa vakazotogwa vakaiswa kunational heroes eka asi zvetoona kuti vanda vanihistori havana kuzotorwawo vakaiswa ikoko asi vakaregedzwa saka izvi hazvitombonzwisiki kuti chiri kuitika vachi chinosarudzi chinoonekwa chaizvo zvino chinonyatso kucherechedzewa kuti munhu adzi inational hero hazvichina kana gwara vanhu vari zvongo zvekuti unoramba wakatsigira here mhuri yokwa president kana usina kutsigira hauko zvokuti zvavatekere zvaidova zvokunyara kuti vanhu vemdc ndovainda vakanobata mavoko ivo ndokuti ndokuti paipai vakati tava kutotangigwa uku regai tinotora vatekere tivaise uku kuno magamba hazvina kana direction zvavakuitwa pakusarudza magamba hazvitombofadzi zvekuti unoshaka kuti chinonyatso kukosheswa chaizvo chaizvo chii uona kuti zvavakukosheswa zvisina nebasa rose ukangoita sekuti wasuduruka hauko iye zvine vanhu vakaita sana vari kurarama izvizvi vakarova hondo vakatungamirira maovheti vakaita sana vajaulani sivanda vakatobetsera zano pekuti hwine kuna namanikaland nokumasvingo nhasi yezvi vakanzi vati mbunya vanongonzi vagwe plam tiri ikoko kana kuitwa kunhingi havaverengi zvoratidza kuti hazviningirikiri hazvichatombotevedzeri gwara chairo chairo zvinonzi hiro hachizikamwi kana kuti hachava kuiginoyo vanhu vakuzvimoza mangasimuga kusarudza mahiro chaivo chaivo maovheti wedha uri kubato ripi uri kumavambo uri kumdct uri kumdc yavanuve uri kwavabiti uri kwamaemujuru uri kuzanu maovheti ndo vanonyatsokunzwisa kuti uyu munhu itrue hiro munhu wakatrenwa munhu wakaita sei
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vahove regai titore vamwe vapinde muchirongwa
zvakanaka
tinotenda zvikuru Chris.
Yes, let's go to Mr. Chuma. I'm sure you heard that caller there very loud and clear. What's your comment on that?
Well, I'm glad to see Comrade Bahia is giving us a definition of a hero. And I think we can all be guided accordingly. Also taking into account that he's one of them that went out there to sacrifice their lives and their families. Like I alluded to when I began my discussion with you people, I said that those people that sacrificed their lives, their families, without a prospect of a paycheck or anything, definitely are heroes. So we've got a lot of them. We've got a lot of heroes who are supposed to be national heroes. But then again, you can imagine, we can never then fit them all in that national shrine. So, yes, like I said also earlier on, atizombofata gutsikana when it comes to choices and modes of sending someone to the National Heroes Acre. Like someone who spoke earlier on, spoke about our late National Hero, Comrade Koshekaya. They are happy because he went there from the Filabuski area. But somebody who is coming from the Comrade Six area is not happy because Comrade Six is not the Heroes Acre. So you see, to balance that now is always going to be a very difficult, if not impossible, task. I don't know how we are going to get to a point of equilibrium here, although I can tell you honestly that I don't think we can ever get to that point. As much as we can never satisfy each other here in life, could always be a no-no. Someone somewhere is bound to actually cry foul play, cry unfairness and stuff like that. So this is subjective. It's definitely subjective, but the bottom line that we all need to understand is that a lot of people are definitely heroes. A lot of people deserve to be at the national shrine. But then we are not going to have a situation whereby we are going to satisfy everybody and say everyone then goes there. But we say definitely deserve to go there. But then what we need to understand fundamentally is that being a hero to then go to the National Hero Acre, the most fundamental aspect is that you have to be consistent with the values and the principles that led Wana Comrade Bahia to go Kusango to go and fight. So if you divert from those values and the major
but who
values,
says the standards for those values, right? Honorable Chuma? Honorable
yes.
Chuma, who says those values? Because people like Mr. Mahia were expelled from ZANU-PF because they said that the leadership was headed in the wrong direction and they are out.
Right. I'm going to come to that point.
Mm-hmm.
You see, even if Comrade Mahia could have been expelled from ZANU-PF, but as long as he is still within and safeguarding the values that he went to fought for, to me, I consider him definitely a national hero. The reason why they left their homes,
they left the comfort of their families and went out there without a pay, was to liberate Zimbabwe from the imperialists and the unfair treatment of the black people, and also to get the land. So as long as he still maintains the issue of the land to the people, he still maintains the issue of the values and principles of the liberation struggle, then definitely that person must always be held in high esteem and be known that they are their national hero. And I want to see a Politburo sitting down one day to say, okay, here's a Mama here, I was here now because it's a person about the upper part. Avana kutsauka panguara, they could see a Nikayaka Guiro, Payaka Guiro, Yaka Guiro, Titori, a Mindai Titan, Saka, he remained consistent in that value, although we differed and he is no longer. Because some of them, to be honest with you, were unfairly dismissed from the party. It was purging. It was a moment, if I may say, of madness, which we must definitely regret if we are normal and sound thinking. But as long as they remain in that trend of saying, we fought for this land and it must never go back to the imperialists again, then I want to be honest with you. If I had to be a member of the Politburo, I would definitely say, yes, gentlemen and ladies, this person
and
is
lastly,
a national hero.
Lastly, Honorable Chuma.
A member of ZANU-PF.
Lastly, it's good that we have Dr. Mafumo here who's saying Mari Manzara, and I also heard quite clear what Mr. Mahia was saying, that we're not fighting individuals, but the system. And yes. I think the problem is that after the Ian Smith regime was out and it came to land redistribution, many people are complaining that is the same thing, that you have blacks now who are in charge with multiple farms, and this is on record. The government has carried several audits that have never gone public. Now we have a new class of people who seem to be oppressing the people who happen to be black. Is that not a problem when it comes to land redistribution?
And I must be very loud and clear on that one, gentlemen. Anyone who sees themselves holding more than one farm is definitely a sellout to the initial struggles. I mean, the initial struggle that Dr. Mahia went out there to fight for. We went out to fight to say, let us all do this thing fairly. So if you see anybody who holds more than one farm, that is the biggest mindset of selling out, because you are now going back to that system which you fought against. And we must definitely fight against such people. And I am telling you now, as young people coming into the system, we are now opening our eyes very widely and saying, let's see what is happening. If anybody who's in power wants to take more than one farm, we, as the members of ZANU-PF, are going to have to now stand up and fight that person, because they are doing us a disservice. They are bringing the name of ZANU-PF into disrepute, because this is exactly what we don't want. I personally would never sit and allow a scenario whereby I see my fellow comrade having two farms or so, and some of them, we know what they do. They were registered some of these farms under their daughters and sons' names and their relatives.
Thank you.
And it's so unfair.
We just want to quickly take a caller. We'll come back to
you. Good. Listening, Sulostole. Sulostole, also South Africa. Kunjani, Sulostole?
Hey, ngiyaphila kwabanjani mina?
Hayi, siyaphila. Ungasiphi imbono yakho?
Eh, angalipho baba. Yazi into ekhona ukuthi lapha iqiniso nje ukuthi ZANU-PF yona ayinalo iqiniso. Ayinalo ngempela iqiniso, ngoba masithatha ukubheka kube bona vele baneqiniso lelive kube kalifaka njengendlela elisebenza. IZANU-PF yona inkinga enayo ngeyokuthi bona abatsheli abantu iqiniso, njalo nawo izinto behleli cabinet yabo kayikhulumi iqiniso. Noma if bekhuluma iqiniso, eZimbabwe baningi abantu okufanele baphiwe amakhawu. Kungakhathalekile ukuthi usebenzela iZANU-PF, as long as usebenzela ilizwe leZimbabwe, kufanele uphiwe iqhawe ngoba usebenzela abantu beZimbabwe. Inkinga yeZANU-PF ngeyokuthi yona ifuna ukuthi umuntu aphiwe iqhawe kuphela ekwazi ukuthi uyisikhothamathe seZANU-PF. Yiyo inkinga ekhona. ekulongezi ungazange ukwazi ukuthi ubulala abantu ngesikhathi sokhetho ukwazi ukuroga abantu ngedisizane ukuphefu kusho ukuthi uyize ezweni leZimbabwe noma kulento enhle kade uyenza usebenzela abantu leZimbabwe kusho ukuthi kawubali ukuthi ungumuntu umuntu obalwayo ngumuntu ochithikhazi kuyinto embi kakhulu leyo masithathe ukubhekisisa kakhulu kuyinto embi umuntu omuhle ngumuntu onesandla esihle ezithelweni zeZimbabwe elizweni kahle kahle ungakhathalekile ukuthi uvulela abantu owenze kanjani ezizothuthukise ilizwe imi kahle ngoba ma singabhekisisa lapha e-South Africa mina sengibona into eziningi kakhulu umuntu odlala ibhola uliqhawe uyanikeza inhlonipho umuntu osebenzele ilizwe ungakhathalekile ukuthi ungeliphi ibandla ezilongu ezi usebenzele ilizwe uliqhawe usebenzele abantu bakujabulela abantu angithi kathi eZimbabwe ungathatha ukubheka manje ma ngabe umjuri enjana uliqhawe kodwa manje ngendlela yokuthi akasayisapoti iZANU-P F neva bamfake ukuba liqhawe lelizwe konke yenalana into embi ma ngabe uThangirai eshona usebenzela abantu kakhulu uThangirai ey'khayime nisa kodwa angeke sikubone konke lokho kusenzakala bemphiqhawe lelizwe kodwa usebenzela abantu iZANU-P F injani iyakwazi into eyiyo ekhona iZANU-P F iqiniso kayinalo noma behleli benjana bona ukuthi abantu badubeka bayakubona but kabatshelani iqiniso onguye ozophuma ekhuluma iqiniso kuthi uthi kasalilandeli ibandla leZANU-P F yiyo inkinga ekhona kulokho
hhayi izwakala imbono yakho siyabonga kakhulu
ngiyabonga baba
blessing the gentleman there Stole is you know giving some very interesting observations you know he's talking about you know he says do you have to be only from ZANU-P F to be called a hero maybe Mr. Honorable Chuma can answer that just quickly you know we are running out of time
like I said as long as you adhere to the principles that made people to go out there to fight you must be considered a hero. Whether or not you believe the ZANU-P F should be secondary. It's not a consistency. We want people that will defend the values and principles of going to war, which is our land issue and fairness to the people of Zimbabwe. Then that way, you must be considered a hero. But if you come out and say that, no, let the white person come back, let the land be taken back by the white people, then it's a definitely no. Because now, what are you saying about the lives and the blood that was shed by all these comrades that died for the liberation of this country?
Mm. But why it's not Zimbabweans?
Right.
Are they entitled to any piece of land?
If you come back to the issue of the whites, if you remember very well, when it started, they were not being chased away from their land. What was simply said was that, right, look, choose one part that you want to remain with and cheat the others so that we can lead this with them to the other landless people. And they refuse that.
Okay, let's quickly bring in Mr. Mahia. Mr. Mahia, would you say the current government is doing exactly what you were fighting for? What is this consistency?
No, the problems with the people generally, whether one is a member of ZANU-P F or is an MP or not, is that they are ignorant of the fundamental principles of the revolution. What is it that those who fought wanted Zimbabwe to become? Those principles were not taken on board in 1980 in January. And those principles are only known by those people who fought in the liberation of this, the people who were in Mozambique, who were in Zambia. Vanhu ivava vakagara pasi initially and had a social contract, which I call initial social contract, which we agreed with. Tinoda Zimbabwe yakaita sei, yaizofamba sei, tikatenderana zvaizofanira kuvapo. Zvinhu izvozvo hazvina akatora. Munhu ari MP nhasi does not know that.
Unfortunately, Mr. Bahia, we've run out of time. Thank you so much. We want to thank our guests this evening, musician Dr. Thomas Mapumo, Mr. Douglas Mahia, and Honorable Joseph Chuma. Thanks to our listeners, our callers, and those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. And, of course, our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers, signing off. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu, saying, have a blessed weekend.
And I'm Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe. Till we meet again next time.